With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Snow, freezing rain, bitter cold in much of the U.S.
The National Weather Service says a major winter storm is forecast to produce heavy snow and significant ice starting in the Central Plains and moving east. Lead forecaster Bob Worovec says winter is back.
A lot of cold air in place across the country. It's really setting up the potential for a pretty, very impactful storm anywhere from the plains into the lower Missouri Valley, Mississippi Valley, Ohio Valley, and eventually into the East United States over the next several days.
He says 6 to 12 inches of snow forecast to stretch anywhere from Kansas to D.C. Baltimore as temperatures drop. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNNews.com, a lawmaker says the New Year's Day attacks resulted from weak national security policies from the Biden administration. Here's Bernie Bennett with the story.
Following months of warnings about a resurgent terrorism threat, an Army veteran inspired by ISIS slammed a pickup truck into crowd celebrating New Year's in New Orleans. Republican Congressman Derek Van Orten of Wisconsin tells the Salem Radio Network he wasn't surprised.
Are they linked? I'm not sure. Could they be linked? Absolutely. Was the first one designed to be a signal to President Trump? Potentially. Was the second one? Absolutely.
The former Navy SEAL said this attack and the Cybertruck explosion in Las Vegas on the same day represent a long-standing concern about threats from homegrown extremists who radicalize on their own before committing mass violence in the name of foreign groups. Bernie Bennett reporting.
JetBlue getting hit with a $2 million penalty for chronically late flights. Transportation Department says half the money will go to passengers who were delayed on flights along four routes on the East Coast between the summer of 2022 and late 2023. The department says it's the first such fine against an airline over what they call chronic delays. This is SRN News. Yet more trouble for Christians in Sri Lanka.
Lawmakers in the island nation are considering a bill that would place greater restrictions on houses of worship. Every proposed new church in the Buddhist-majority country has to register with the government, but this legislation would require that all the established churches go through the same process, raising the possibility that some congregations that have been meeting for decades might suddenly be shut down. Christians make up about 7% of the population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of companies opting to abandon the LGBT agenda lately, and experts say many more are likely to do so now that President Trump is returning to the Oval Office. Mr. Trump has vowed to take direct aim at the so-called diversity, equity, and inclusion programs through executive orders and other policies that affect private companies. This is SRN News. Well, 1 year after a panel blew out a Boeing 737 MAX during flight, the nation's top aviation regulator says the company needs to change its culture and begin to put safety above all profits. Federal Aviation Administration Chief Mike Whitaker making that comment in an online post late this week. Whitaker says he'll be stepping down as administrator in just 2 weeks. He adds that his agency also has more work to do in the oversight of Boeing. It was January 5th of last year when a door plug blew out of Boeing 737 MAX flying over the Pacific Northwest. On Wall Street Friday, Dow ending the week on a big note. Dow gained 339 points, NASDAQ was up 340, and S&P ahead 73. More details at srnnews.com.